Thank you very much, James. That was a great job. Well, is anyone feeling tired? Anyone here feeling tired today, this morning? Yeah, I see some smiles there. I see some people sort of shifting in their chairs. I see some people yawning a little bit. Yeah? Well, you shouldn't be tired today. You've had an extra hour of sleep. Or you had the opportunity for an extra hour of sleep. Let's put it that way. Whatever you used it for, I don't know. But you had an extra hour. But we do get tired sometimes, don't we? We all get tired. That is the first thing that I want us to remember this morning. We all get tired. Is there anybody here this morning that's full of energy and life and that would like to do something for me? It does involve a little bit of exercise. Yeah? Okay. Casey, well done. Kira, James, Kyle, well done. Okay, right, you guys come up. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Leon, you come as well. Great. All right. Jack, did you want to come? It involves a bit of exercise. Are you feeling energetic? Right, okay. This is going to be a test. Who's good at running on the spot? Right. Shall we see how long you can do? Ready, steady, go. Come on, run fast. Keep going. Now, who do you think is going to be the first to stop? Oh, you stopped. Oh, dear. Kira, you're out then. Keep going. Powerful. Well done. You would have brought your running shoes if you'd known, wouldn't you? I know that. Yeah. Well, anyone getting tired yet?
No.
Some people slowing down a wee bit? This is one type of tiredness, okay, that we're generating here as an illustration. Some puffing and panting. Physical tiredness is one type of tiredness. Tiredness in the body. And we're finding that now. Hands up, who's feeling tired? Well, I think it's going to take longer than we've got for you to all get tired. So well done. We'll give you all a round of applause. Well done. You're powerful. You're full of energy. You can go back to your seats. Well done. Okay. That's one type of tiredness, is when our bodies get worn out. And that's a very natural thing, isn't it? It's a human thing. Because unless you're a robot or a machine, then you get tired. And that's just a normal part of life, that we get worn out. But there's other types of tiredness as well. Not just in the body. We get tired sometimes in our feelings, in our thoughts, don't we? What you might call emotionally tired. You know, when you're very worn out and when things are going a little bit badly, or you're just fed up with everything. And do you ever get to the stage sometimes you get a bit sort of snappy with your brother or sister? Yeah? And maybe they do something and you snap at them and you get cross with them. Does that ever happen in any of these houses here? Okay, well, it happens in our house anyway. You get tired in your mind, in your feelings, don't you? In your emotions. That's another type of tiredness when we're a bit worn out up here. And there's a third type of tiredness as well, I think, and that's what you might call spiritual tiredness. When we're spiritually tired, that is when things are so difficult, or when there's stuff that is happening in our lives that we don't really like or want, or when there's conflict going on, or when it seems like our prayers aren't being answered, and we get a bit tired in our faith. And sometimes maybe we snap at God and we get angry with Him. Sometimes maybe we start to lose our belief and our faith in Him. It's being spiritually tired. Well, that Bible reading from both of our Bible readings that you talked about, tiredness, because Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary," which is another word for tired. And then Isaiah says, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." So we had some very youthful runners up there, and if we kept them going for long enough, for 10 minutes or so, I would say they would all have stumbled and fallen in the end. Even when we're young, we can grow tired. But the tiredness that Isaiah is talking about is spiritual, because the people of Israel were saying, "My way is hidden from the Lord. my cause is disregarded by my God. Do you ever feel sometimes like you're hidden, like people don't notice you, or like you've been kind of forgotten about? Sometimes we get that feeling, don't we? And that's what the Israelites that Isaiah was writing to were feeling. They felt that God had forgotten about them because some very bad and difficult things had happened in their country and in their lives, and they felt spiritually tired and worn out, and they were losing their faith. And that can happen to anybody. But there is an answer to it. There is an answer. And Isaiah tells us that as well. In fact, he gives this little illustration. He says that it is possible for us not to fall, but to fly. We can fly. Those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. Wow. Would anybody like to be able to fly? It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Anybody good at flying? Well, anybody good at making paper planes? Anybody reckon they're good at that? Who wants to have a go at making one? Here we are. Well, I've got the paper, so we'll have a little. We'll see who does the best job. Yeah, there we are. Who else is for doing one? Yeah, okay, good for you. There we are. All different colours. Yeah, okay. Yes, good for you. Now, normally you're not allowed to do this in church, okay? And never do this with a service sheet, okay? Or anything like that. Who would like to make a plane? Good man. Excellent. Never too old. Well done. Anybody else? Anybody else? Who's good at making planes? Sorry? Can I make one? Oh, okay. Well, I'll do my best. That's a good idea, Leon. All right. There's a challenge. Now, there's many different ways of doing it, but I like the traditional style. Straight down the middle, and then two triangles. But my mother once got me a book of paper planes, and there were about six different designs, but I couldn't master all of them. So I do like the old-fashioned one. Okay, so this will be a test. Now, for thousands of years, human beings have dreamed about flying, haven't they? The cavemen looking up at the birds thought, wouldn't it be great to fly? And of course, people have tried inventing different ways of doing that, and most of them were unsuccessful, unfortunately. Sometimes they ended in tragedy. But in the last 100 years or so, people have finally cracked it, haven't they? And they've managed to fly with machines, and the Wright brothers were the first to do it. Now, who's got a paper plane ready? Okay, right. Okay, do you want to bring it up? We'll give them a test. Don't be shy, Joshua. Or you can get someone else to bring yours for you. All right. Who else has got theirs ready? Come up and we'll... Right, so you got to stand with your feet to the back of this step, okay? What about Amy? Oh, Kyle, you're bringing his. Yeah, well done. That's good. That's what brothers are for. All right. And on three, we're going to launch them, okay? And we're going to see how far they go. Ready? One, two, three, go! Ah, well. Well done, everybody. Okay, right. Go back to your seats. Well done. Well done. I won't mention who was the winner of that, okay? Because that would be very unfair. Now, it's difficult, isn't it? It's difficult to fly. Even to make a piece of paper fly, I mean, more than a couple of meters is very hard. And to get a human being to fly physically takes a lot of fuel and a lot of very clever engineering. But what about to fly spiritually? Because Isaiah, of course, isn't saying that we can fly through the air, but he says we can soar on wings like eagles. So he's saying that even when things are difficult and tough, we can rise above it and we can carry on soaring. And he gives the secret to that. He gives the secret, and it's quite simple, but it's also quite difficult, because he says those who hope in the Lord will soar like eagles. And some of you that grew up maybe with the old Bible, like the King James Bible, you might have heard that verse, and it said, those who wait on the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. Or you might have heard it, those who trust in the Lord. Because this word really has those three meanings. So if we're going to soar like an eagle, we've got to wait, we've got to trust, and we've got to hope. Okay, so just very brief thing on those three things. And by the way, none of those is very easy, is it? Who likes waiting for things? Yeah, I don't. I don't much like it. Does it ever happen at home that you say, is dinner ready yet? And mum says, no, it's not ready yet. And you're like, oh, I'm so hungry. I can't wait. Or do you ever say, is it time yet that we can turn on our video games? And dad says, no, not yet. It's that the time for that is later. And you say, oh, I can't wait. Waiting's not easy, is it? But a lot of times, blessing comes by waiting for God. Very often, he lets us go through difficult times to teach us to trust him. And if we wait and hold on, then better things will come. There's a lot to be said for waiting. And I don't think we're very good at it. I know I'm not very good at it. But it's a skill to have, to wait. Wait. So next time you're waiting for your dinner or waiting to go on that game or waiting for some great thing to happen, just try to think, this actually is a good thing. This is good for me. It's good that I'm waiting because those who wait will soar like an eagle. The second one is trust. That's not always easy either, is it? To trust. But we need to trust God. He's completely trustworthy and we can rely on him. Did I ever tell you the story before about the tightrope walker, Charles Blondin? I probably did, but I'm going to tell it again anyway. And Charles Blondin was a great tightrope walker in America. And he once set up a tightrope across the Niagara Falls, that huge waterfall. And he said to the people, do you think I could walk across that tightrope and back? And they said, yes, you could. And he did, there and back, didn't fall. And then he got out a wheelbarrow. And he said, do you think I could walk across the tightrope pushing this wheelbarrow? And they said, yes, you could. And he did, there and back. Didn't fall at all. And then he said, do you think I could walk across the tightrope with the wheelbarrow with someone in it? And they said, yes, you could. You're Charles Blondin. You're the greatest tightrope walker there ever has been. And he said, well then, who's first? Who's getting in? And silence. It's one thing to say that we trust somebody, but it's another thing to really put our lives into their hands. And trusting God means that our lives are in his hands and that we rely on him. And in the song that the children are going to do a little bit later, it talks about that. It says something like, I'll stop trusting in myself and pray to God instead. And that's not saying that we don't have self-confidence and we don't believe in ourselves in a certain way, but it's saying that more than that, we believe in God. Most importantly, our lives are in his hands. And that's why we can be confident in life, because we trust God. Wait, trust, and hope. Because however badly things might be going, with God, there's always hope. Things can change, they can turn around. And one day we know for sure they will, because we have an eternal life to look forward to with the Lord in heaven. So wait, trust, hope. That is how you fly on wings like an eagle. Everyone gets tired, but everyone can fly if we will wait and trust and hope. So let's pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful promises, and we thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus, who lived and died for us. Help us to wait for your good timing. Help us to trust in your good plans, and help us to have hope in your wonderful future. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.